Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, I'd like to talk about something that everybody deals with, but not a lot of people like to talk about. And I think it's really important, as we usually do here on the Visionary Chronicles, is we talk about things beyond functional areas, professional areas, although we talk about those and we provide insight and strategies around marketing, product design, commercialization, international distribution, all of those areas we'll talk about and we continue to talk about. But there are also some personal areas inside of businesses that you struggle with. Entrepreneurs, executives, small business owners all have to deal with this. And what we're talking about really is failure. Some people will connotate that as a negative thing. But what I find with brands that are truly successful, it's a stepping stone to eventual success. And those that embrace failures are the ones that have the generations of products, that innovation pipeline, a process that's in place that no matter who comes in, if the visionary is at the top, they have set that foundation of failure being acceptable and understanding that you need to have failure in order to eventually achieve success. There are no shortcuts to success. There are no shortcuts to being the leader in your product category. So understand, those that are successful, all the brands that I've been with, Oakley, TaylorMade, Adidas, K-Swiss, all of these brands have been successful through having this process of failure in place and embracing it, learning from your failures, in order to ensure your long-term success in commercializing products that are second to none and have a distinct point of difference in the marketplace. The opposite of not having this failure acceptance and culture in place is one of imitation. And as we've talked about before, I'm a big believer in innovate, don't imitate. And the leader at the top of this brand or this visionary is the one that leads the charge and ensures that all those that are creating products, all those that are marketing these insanely great products, understand that there will be failures along the way. And the negativity behind the failure is only when you don't embrace it and learn from your failures. I thought one great quote, which I find very comforting actually in times where you go through failure, is looking for those leaders that had also embraced failure. It can be companies, it can be leaders. In this case, I saw one from Abraham Lincoln that I thought was very appropriate for what we're talking about today. And his quote was, "My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure." And that's from Abraham Lincoln. And speaking of Abraham Lincoln and these visionaries, you talk about failure. Each and every one of these great visionary leaders, whether a brand or leading a country, Churchill, Lincoln, each one of these had to deal with failure along the way. And your ability to learn from your failures and adapt, move forward, have a process to embrace this, and let everybody inside of your organization know that this is something that's acceptable. There are too many brands, too many companies that are commodities where failure is not embraced, and as a result, risk also is something that's not tolerated. And as we've also talked about, is that risk is part of success. You can't have success without risking something. And as a result of risk, you're going to have failure. So the intent here we're talking about is that failure is not fatal. And those who truly embrace failure and risk and innovate are the leaders, the generational leaders. You look back in our time and age, and those that have led countries, those that have led brands, each one of these have had to deal with failures. And probably the greatest, what I'll say, failure of all time, but one of the greatest, probably the greatest inventor of all time was Thomas Edison. And most would consider it a failure when he was trying to invent the light bulb. Can you imagine being in the lab with Edison time and time again, failure after failure, people continually coming up to him and said, why don't you just give up? And after 9,999 attempts, Thomas Edison finally invented the light bulb. Can you imagine? So no matter what you go through, you have failure as a guidebook through other visionaries that have gone through the same issues you're dealing with. And Edison put it a great way. He said, I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that it won't work. And I mention that because it's a great way of looking at failure. Is it's not failure as long as you embrace it and understand why it failed and apply that failure to your next innovation, your next iteration. Now, not everything is going to succeed, but you have to get to a point where you've exhausted all options and there's no market for the product, and or you aren't commercializing it to the vision you had for the product. Now, that means both the product category vision, the demographic vision, whatever it may be, you originally had a vision for this product, and if it's not realized through the product, then it's best to leave it on the drawing board and move on to your next innovation. The fact is that you've embraced failure and that you've also embraced innovation. That's what gives you breakaway design. We talked about breakaway design before, where it's the generational leap over competition and drawdown of these breakaway designs that allows you to put product in different tiers in the life cycle at different price points and have different adoption of different demographics. But until you get to that point where on the front end of the early adopters, you have a product that's considered second to none, you're classified as best in class, you'll never get to that point where you can put product in the pipeline and draw that down over generations. There's only been a few brands that have been able to achieve this successfully, but you can see generation after generation, they're still around. You've got Adidas, you've got Nike, you've got Apple, you've got Oracle, you've got all kinds of companies that have embraced this strategy and as a result have been successful generation after generation. We continue to use their products today. And there are others out there that have been failures. But most people think of everything they touch turned to gold, and that's not necessarily the case. I mentioned Edison earlier, also Einstein, who was an inventor. And when you look at failures, inventors are the ones that have to have the thickest skin. Can you imagine after 10,000 attempts with Thomas Edison and he finally invents what he originally had envisioned to create the light bulb? Einstein was the same. Einstein was more formula driven, but had a lot of failures along the way. But he also had some incredible successes that balanced that out. That's a very similar analogy to Steve Jobs. Steve was incredibly successful visionary, but he also had some failures along the way, such as the Lisa, among others. So when you look at these visionaries, they are balancing out failures with the eventual success of a home run product that's a breakaway in their category that moves them generations ahead of their competition. So each one of these visionaries, and it can be, again, a visionary at the top of a brand, a person that's an inventor that creates a product that may be integrated into other products. And a great example of that is Nikola Tesla. He created AC, and Edison created DC. Both great inventions, but AC has now become the cornerstone of the next generation of vehicles, with Tesla, with all kinds of energy adaptations, I call them. AC is now the energy of the future. So what you'll see is internal combustion engines with Rockefeller, with Ford, that they were the original creators of the automotive transportation dynasty. And now what you're seeing with Elon Musk and Tesla and other electrical vehicle companies, that's the next generation. So there's an evolution that happens over time, and your ability to adapt to that evolution is a lot what allows you to have this generational success you see from so many brands. It's incredible to see it. Microsoft is another one that's had success generation after generation, and they've evolved. As Apple, as big as Apple is, they've had to evolve over time. It doesn't just magically happen with companies how they become successful. So these original failures that allowed them to create these inventions and realize their vision, their ideation, all of these led to eventual success. So failure is not final. You need to continue to experiment, find ways to commercialize your vision, and continually find options to learn from your failures to eventually commercialize your product. The interesting thing is that all great visionaries over generations have failed. Rockefeller, Carnegie, Jobs, all of these great visionaries that we classify as successes and everything they touch turning to gold. But it's those who are content with their failures that never realize their vision. Never be content with your failures. You want to ensure that these are learning experiences that you can then carry on to the next generation. You're not going to be at the top of your company for 50 or 60 years. You have to have a strong foundational footprint of accepting failure as a stepping stone to success. Risk is needed in order for you to have an opportunity to succeed. So those who are truly visionary or innovators embrace this failure. So as you go forward in developing your product innovation or your product pipeline platform, ensure that all those inside of the company, both visually and verbally, see that you're embracing failure. Now, you need to manage risk. I'm not saying that everything you do needs to be risk adverse. But what I'm saying is that if everything you're touching is so cautious that you never walk out on the bridge and experiment with failure, you'll never succeed. You will be a follower, and you may succeed in following others, but you'll never be classified as a leader. Couple other quotes that I thought were interesting in the vein of quitting. One from the great General Douglas MacArthur, who said, "Age wrinkles the body, quitting wrinkles the soul." And one of my favorites from Johnny Cash: "You build on failure, you use it as a stepping stone. Close the door on the past. You don't try to forget the mistakes, but you don't dwell on it. You don't let it have any of your energy or any of your time or any of your space." I think that's just an awesome quote from Johnny Cash that everybody can apply to their day-to-day, either managing the business, managing your department, whatever it may be. Ensure that you're moving ahead of your competition. And really, the only way to do that is to innovate in your processes, your product, your innovation, building your pipeline, whatever it may be. Always make sure that you're innovating and others follow your lead and make that a stepping stone to your success. And the last quote I'd like to give you is from Napoleon Hill. Every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. So each one of these great visionaries understood and embraced failure. They understood risk was the price for success. So as you continue to build your company, your brand, your product pipeline, embrace failure. It's your roadmap to success. Have faith, have courage, and ensure that those around you are part of this process. And as a team, you will succeed. Failure is not fatal. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Podcast today. I really appreciate your time. And I hope you enjoy the subjects that we're bringing up here with the Visionary Chronicles. It's more diversified, talked about business strategy, areas of support that you need in functional areas, but also on the personal side. There's a lot of things that you deal with as an entrepreneur, small business owner, manager, executive. So we want to make sure we're addressing those as well. So if you like the content, I just wanted to kind of put something out there that hopefully you could join or subscribe to the Visionary Podcast, or at least give us a shout out on the rating. We'd really appreciate it. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora. And for those that do give us a rating, we're also going to be doing some giveaways. We'll have some t-shirts, some different stickers, some rings that we're giving out, some super cool rings on the Visionary side. And different subjects. If you've got some subjects you would like us to talk about, you can see when I introduce the podcast each week that this usually come from our listeners on a subject area of concern with them or area that they would like me to talk about. And also, we're going to be starting our interviews. And if there's anybody out there, we've got about 10 lined up right now. We have former executives from action sports industry, sporting good industry, ones that you'll find very intriguing. We're going to have also some graphic designers that will be joining the podcast as well. So if you've got an idea of some people we might want to interview, I'd certainly appreciate it. We look forward to building our visionary community with you and appreciate your time and listening in and look forward to the next podcast and you being part of our community as well. Have a great day.